Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have a lot of people here, and I thank you all for coming, but particularly our great mayor, Robert Restaino of this city of Niagara Falls, Pat Whalen. We've worked with on many things for Niagara Falls, and he's the Niagara Global Tourism Institute, and Ken Beeger from the Bridge Commission. So I thank you all for coming and everybody else who is here. Just one other thing, which you probably know about. We did get a $50 million increase for FoosRAP, the remedial action program, to help us with our storage sites in this year's budget, which passed in December. That was in the newspaper, but I thought I would mention that, as well as some money to remove lead paint from homes in Niagara County, among other things that we were able to do. So let me now get to what we're talking about here. As you know, this is not my first visit to the train station. This project took years and years to complete. But now that that's been done, and now that it has been done, the people of Western New York have access to a modern, multimodal transportation and cultural hub that's already begun to boost the local economy. It is a beautiful station, as you can see. And we thank all those through the years who helped us get it done. We secured $16.5 million from the Federal Department of Transportation in a Tiger grant. This is one of the most competitive grants in the country. But because people saw the need for the station and how to tie it into jobs, we got one of the grants. And the result is this beautiful, beautiful station now here in the northern part of Niagara Falls. Now, though, it's fully operational, but there's a step two to help us bring the full economic benefit to Niagara Falls and to all of Western New York. What we're talking about here does not just affect Niagara Falls, but our whole regional economy. When we designed this station, it was designed to contain state-of-the-art customs clearance facilities. If you want the train line between Buffalo and Toronto, stopping at many cities in between, of course, our last stop in the United States, or our first stop in the United States, depending on the direction of the train, is here at Niagara Falls. And that, of course, involves a customs clearance. We're crossing an international border. And so when we designed this station, we made clear that it could be done quickly and easily and would not at all be encumbering the passengers, not delaying their trip or making anything unusual. And so we have that here. And it allows Western New Yorkers and passengers to travel to and from Canada easily and increase our cross-the-border commerce. However, we have one little problem. Canada does not have pre-clearance. And so when you have to pre-clear on the Canadian side, when you're coming from Niagara Falls and have to go across to Canada, you have to get off at a place that has no cover and no real facilities, and the pre-clearance and the process is encumbering and long. It makes the trip much less pleasant. It makes many people, whether they're on the American side or the Canadian side, not want to do the trip. And therefore, we need Canada, and why I'm here today is to urge Canada to allow pre-clearance here at this station. It's on the American side, but it would be Canadian pre-clearance. It's the same type of thing. We've worked long and hard on the Peace Bridge and the Lewiston Bridge and everything else. And so if we had pre-clearance, if Canada gave us pre-clearance, it would be just as easy to travel from Toronto through Niagara Falls and to Buffalo as it could be from the American side point of view. We have the support of the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol to do this, from the city of Niagara Falls to do this, from the Niagara Falls Bridge Commission. So that's why today I'm urging our friends in Canada and the Canadian government to lay down the tracks for an economy-jolting pre-clearance system that would move full steam ahead. Everyone knows that the Toronto area is booming. It's one of the fastest-growing metropolitan areas in the country. Well, we want to benefit from that. And the logical gateway from Toronto to America is Niagara Falls. And if we had pre-clearance, that gateway could be used a lot more easily, creating economic growth, bringing dollars, jobs, and money to the entire Western New York economy. Because whether you're a Canadian traveling here or an American traveling there, you still have to go through the Canadian pre-clearance one way or another, and it's a cumbersome process, as I said, at a station on the other side of the river that's not prepared for it, and when it's raining, you're outside. It's a very messy and bad process. So it makes sense to do it and do it now. The unnecessary process could be avoided while affording the Canadian customs officials the luxury and convenience of this brand new pre-clearance ready space that meets all the modern IT and spatial requirements. And not to mention that, with the major renovations of the Whirlpool Bridge, time couldn't be better for Canadian customs officials to undertake pre-clearance at Niagara Falls Railway Station, because we're right next to the bridge. So the whole thing makes a great deal of sense. And it doesn't cost any money. It's allowing Canada to use, it's Canadian law, allowing Canadian officials to use this station as a pre-clearance. Now, in 2016, the stays were set for such a program when the law that I wrote, called the Promoting Travel, Commerce, and National Security Act, expanded U.S. jurisdiction over American customs agents operating in Canada. And Canada actually passed similar legislation for their custom officials. As you may remember, because of all the backups with cars and trucks on our trans-border crossings, we worked very hard to do that. Just last summer, our two nations signed off on the pre-clearance expansion agreement. And that's a critical step. So all that has to happen is implementation. They don't need to pass a law. All they have to do is do some work in the executive branch, in the Canadian customs side, implement this, and boom, we could have huge benefit here for our Western New York economy and for the Canadian economy on the other side of the river. Amtrak agrees and is also on board with this. The same Canadian customs agents who clear the Maple Leaf Amtrak train on the Canadian side simply come across the bridge, clear the train in New York, and then go back. It's only 350 meters apart, so it's not very far away. No one needs to be transferred. No one needs to be relocated. They don't even need new employees. In fact, maybe on the Canadian side, well, I'm not going to say this. They might need fewer employees because it's so much easier here, but we don't want that to happen right now. We're not advertising that. So I just can't emphasize how perfect the Niagara Falls station is to host such a program. You know the history. This station allowed Niagara Falls to take its customs house, which was built in 1863 during the Civil War, and operated well into the 80s and turned it into a multimodal hub housing the Amtrak station, the historic exhibits detailing Niagara County's role in Underground Railroad, and most importantly, the border inspection facility, which I talked about. So it's this a match made in heaven. All we need is the Canadians to get off the dime and boom. And that, the train station, was the first step in the pre-clearance. Then we have pre-clearance, and then what's our goal? Our goal is to have regular dynamic commuter rail service between Western New York and the Toronto metropolitan area. Commuter trains already go to Niagara Falls, Ontario. With pre-clearance, you can get more trains going back and forth more quickly, more customers, more passengers, more economic growth for Western New York, which is my ultimate goal here. And I think all of our ultimate goals, right, Mayor? Yep. So it's a great thing. The system would expedite cross-border travel on Amtrak's Maple Leaf train as well. And so I'm asking Canada in his very nice way, because we like Canada, and they're our nice neighbor, even though we occasionally have disputes, like on dairy, which will be undone in the USMCA agreement. We're asking them in a very nice way, finalize preclearance, and then we can both yell from both sides of the river, the American and Canadian side, all aboard for economic growth and development. Mayor, do you want to say something?
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. And again, I appreciate Senator Schumer's dogged efforts to get the full package put together. He outlined for you his efforts in making this happen. And it's really uplifting to the community of Niagara Falls to see that our senator once again sees the importance of expanding the use and the possibilities for our train station. Again, it is true. This next step is great for economic development, not to mention just expanding our leisure and tourism industry.
Right.
So consequently, all of the efforts by Senator Schumer for the city of Niagara Falls are pointed in the right direction for all of us, and we hope that with his gentle persuasion, our friends in Canada will agree that it's time for them to join us in this endeavor. So again, thank you so much, Senator.
Thank you very much, very much. You want to say something, Glenn? Nope. Anyone else want to say something? As long as it's good. Okay, well then, let me ask the media for questions first on this subject. Yeah, I think this is just a bureaucratic issue. As you know, they had an election fairly recently, and there's lots of back and forths going on. I don't hear any major objections, but it takes some real paperwork. You know, anything that involves trans-border takes a lot of activity. So we just need to give them a push. But I'm optimistic we can get this done and get it done rather quickly. Sooner the better. Well, did you finish your question? Yes, ma'am. No, because both the Canadian government and the American government, and both the local governments in Ontario and here in Niagara and Erie counties, want as much utilization and as much commerce between our two metropolitan areas as possible. I think it's just they've been busy. They've had elections. They don't, 6 months before the election, anything that's involving Canada and America, they sort of put on hold. So I think it's bureaucratic inertia rather than opposition. And there's no cost to Canada. Their customs agents just can come over here, right from where they are, which is very close. Yeah, there are lots of ways, but I think one of the best ways to speed it up is do what we said here. We should try to make it's a great point, and we should try to make the wait as short as possible. Using this station for Canadian pre-clearance and for American clearance together would help reduce the time. Then you'd come into this station, and there'd have to be an inspection and all of that, the way they do it, just like at the Peace Bridge or somewhere else, but it'd be a lot quicker and better. It's really awful, awful is the wrong word, but it's not very conducive to pleasant travel on the Canadian side, and both American and Canadian travelers have to do it. Okay? No, I don't think it requires any of that. Obviously you need your passport in order when you're crossing the border and stuff like that, but that happens anyway.
But
No, does not. But speeding it up is a very important point, and this is one of our goals. This is one of the ways to speed things up, both sides.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.